Earth Day began 50 years ago Wednesday. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner with tips on how you can celebrate even if you can't leave home. A great way to mark Earth Day is to take a hike or go for a walk. Chris Clements at Imago Earth Center in East Price Hill recommends finding a project.
That could be starting a garden, swapping their cleaners with eco-friendly cleaners. It could be maybe trying to take on composting. It can be making their yard a little bit more wildlife-friendly.
At Hayes Arboretum in Richmond, Indiana, Jenny Lee Braun says people can check out their own backyards.
Explore the wildlife that's in their backyard, whether it's the corner underneath a log, gardening. They can pull invasive plants if they have any plants that might be hurting the other ones in their yard.
Easiest of all, just get out and enjoy the sunshine. You'll find more Earth Day information at WVXU.org. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.